Hi, I'm here with David Nelson, former Jet. Look, I got my Jet sticker on my little microphone here. Thanks for taking the time out for talking with me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So we'll start out with, what is the mission of I Am Me, your foundation?
Our mission is to end the orphan cycle through family, prevention, and partnerships. And put simply, it's just we're here to try to bring family to those who either are at the risk of losing that or have never had that.
So you spend a lot of time in Haiti. What work do you do there specifically?
Right now we have a children's home there that has about 12 kids in it that were abandoned, that were orphaned. I brought them in and have given them a family environment, and an environment of care, an environment of individualized attention. Mm-hmm. And then we also have an after-school program, a coffee business, doing a lot of business to create jobs to prevent orphans.
And did you have any work there when they had the earthquake down in Haiti?
I didn't, actually. My first time in Haiti was 2 years after the earthquake.
Okay.
I just took a visit there with the church. And
okay.
It was just a recreational visit just to check it out. Never been on a trip like that before. And mm-hmm. I never experienced poverty and issues like that firsthand.
Right.
And went there and fell in love with people. And obviously, after the earthquake, it was still pretty beat up and pretty battered. But at the same time, the people there had so much hope and so much joy. And it just spoke to my heart and really inspired me and motivated me to get this started.
Cool. And you've been, you don't have to answer this if you don't want to, but on the inside they said that a player's brand in the community is also involved in negotiations. And I know you've, on your website, been pretty outspoken that you think you could still play in the NFL, but a lot of teams are holding back because of your involvement in charitable work. Could you speak to that?
Yeah, and it's been an interesting dynamic, and I've received a lot of positive encouragement from that stance, because I look at it and I view it as, I believe every person individually has a purpose, and every person has passions and things that they were put on this earth to do, that have the skill set and anointings to do, and there's just certain things in this world that you do that really make you come alive, that really make you feel bigger than yourself, and that not only makes you a better person, but it also helps you become more appreciative and better at your craft. And so what I've experienced in Haiti with this organization and the responsibility that's been given to me to care for the kids that we have has given me a deeper dimension of love, of appreciation, of teamwork, of sacrifice. And so I argue that it's actually made me a better football player, that even though my attention may be spread out through that and my organization at the same time, when I show up at work, I appreciate it because of what I've experienced in Haiti and experienced different places. And so that's what I argue, and I think that a couple of owners have kind of given me that opportunity and showed that. But at the same time, there's a lot of guys out there that are scared to step out and be bold and be vocal about their humanitarian initiatives, or whether anything off the field. Doesn't have to be humanitarian. With the fear of the image it may portray, or the distractions that people may think.
Right.
So right now we're having this perception as reality kind of thing, and we want these athletes to be kind of one-track minded.
Right.
And I'm here to argue that there's a lot of guys who are out there doing it that just aren't very vocal about it, that are actually playing better players because of it, and it's actually helping the locker rooms, and then vice versa. Right? Just natural flow. It's all in the community.
How will you encourage players to put themselves out there and to demonstrate that they can do both, that they can do charitable works while not being distracted on the football field?
Yeah, it's for each individual player.
Right.
It depends on who they are.
Right.
Because for a lot of times, for example, you post a picture of you out doing community service work on a Tuesday, which is our off day during the week, and we lose the game that weekend, and all of a sudden now it is, we should have been more focused, you should have been paying attention, you should have had your head in the playbook.
Right.
When in actuality, maybe 90% of the day he was watching film, it wasn't his playbook, but one picture that he posted that took him 5 to 10 seconds to post was of him spending some time to go into, maybe take his mind off the football, maybe go into experience something outside of just the logistical aspect of work, because you do need to find that release.
Right.
A lot of guys are falling into the trap of knowing that, okay, well, I'm supposed to be all about ball all the time, and when you're like that, you just have that focus.
Right
on,
here,
on,
like,
on,
4-6-1, just making an
release. You've seen a lot of guys find that in the clubs. You've seen a lot of guys find that in areas that they can get that release. It turns into trouble, and it turns into negative influences, and so I'm trying to show them that there's ways to do that. On the opposite, and so I have to be above and beyond to show that it is doable and that it is something that can help.
You don't have to answer this either if you don't want to, but teammate of Aaron Hernandez, you were for a couple of years down in Florida. What do you think about guys like that are bringing a negative image to the game? And because you're doing so much good, how does that look back onto the NFL itself?
Well, you know, and that goes back to what I was briefly talking about, is that if we are given the opportunity and the avenue to establish precedents and establish initiatives that we're passionate about and that we really believe in and are given the freedom and the resources to go and pursue those things, and not necessarily just external but also internal to resource the passions that these players have, they bring players with them. I mean, I've had this the past year. We've had over 17 guys from around the National Football League come to Haiti and experience what's going on over there.
Yeah.
And so it's not necessarily something that is, you know, yes, there's a lot of great initiatives outside of the game, but when it's something that is inside the locker room, the NFL locker room is looked at as a fraternity. And if one of your teammates is doing something and you see how passionate, how excited he is, guys are going to rally behind that and support that.
Yeah.
And so I'm not saying that is the answer, but with the Aaron situation, you know, there was more opportunities for him to get involved because I do know him. I do know that he did enjoy those things. And you know, it still breaks my heart to know that somebody that I was really close with was capable of that. But at the same time, that's what's been the beautiful part about this, being able to see guys, not necessarily in that same line, but just being able to come in and come to Haiti and experience the beauty and experience it and kind of experience what I did and go back to their locker rooms and just have a deeper, you know, maybe they're not going to start their own nonprofit, but they have a deeper appreciation for life, a deeper appreciation for people, deeper appreciation for service and coming back and getting involved with their team's community relations department, maybe they never did before. And so, you know, it's been really cool to see, not just mine, but also other guys who are very actively involved in bringing other guys with them, just to see the benefit that's not only happening with them and the beneficiaries from their organization, but also with their locker room and the guys that are kind of being brought along.
Cool. All right. Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.